Back on April 10, 2024, which is Indigenous Nurses Day, the Namgas First Nation Leadership, NFN, together with the Wee-Law-Liu Area Council Society, WACS, Irene Isaac, District Principal for Indigenous Education, South Dakota 85, partnered with Island Health's Indigenous Recruitment and Retention Team to host the inaugural Kwakwaka'wakw Health Career Gathering, KHCG, held in Alert Bay. The KHCG facilitated conversations between Kwakwaka'wakw health professionals and high school students from the community with the intention of inspiring students considering next steps after graduation. This event opened in the Namgas Gukji Big House, with a formal welcome, prayer and a traditional Namgas welcome dance by local elementary students, and included a fireside chat between high school students and Kwakwaka'wakw members who are health professionals in their fields. Examples include direct care aides, practical nurses, registered nurses, paramedics, mental health counselors, and therapists. In their student exit survey, students revealed their inspiration by the lineup of speakers, group exercises, and their discussions with vendors. In answer to the survey question, "Please share what was most inspirational for you from the day's events," students shared the following: "Learning about all the colleges I could go to," Jessica Newman, "all the different career pathways and opportunities," "meeting all the vendors," "speaking to the people who were from the universities." Experiential or hands-on activities received a positive response with following comments: the morning stretch exercise, doing yoga exercises and fun games, as well as learning about different universities, connection with myself. The experiential sessions combined with listening to speakers and speaking with recruiters clearly established an upbeat day of learning for the students. The survey comments reflect the inspiration of students on the cusp of graduation to learn of the options arrayed before them. From listening to stories shared by Kwakwaka'wakw health professionals, to speaking to recruiters from the island's universities, to learning about career path options, the students expressed optimism about their future potential and their potential futures. In anticipation of our second annual KHCG, to be hosted by the Kwajutul First Nation in Fort Rupert on Thursday, April 10th, SD 85 high school students brainstormed a list of topics to present to the planning committee, i.e. medical lab technician, radiology, mental health. In their list, the students also included Kwakwaka'wakw health professionals working in community. Examples include RNs, RMTs, dental assistants, and those in social work. With our medical system experiencing staff shortages, resulting in IR closures, particularly for rural areas, the positive response by the students to their encounters with health professionals from their own communities promises to yield multiplier effects with high school graduates embarking on a diversity of health career paths. In answer to the survey question, "If this experience has influenced your choice of going on to post-secondary programs, which programs might you consider?" One student, albeit anecdotal, answered, "Yes, I'm going to look into becoming a paramedic." In brief, we need to summon the collective goodwill of our leaders to create the space and funds needed to spark inspiration for local youth, to nurture their aspirations for training for work that will contribute to the health and well-being of our families and communities. One amazing result of the inaugural KCHG is that Isaac reported that the ICMI 11 Learning Center students were so inspired by listening to the stories of Kwakwaka'wakw health professionals that the students requested field trips to tour North Island College in Campbell River, Vancouver Island University in Nanaimo, Camosun College, and the University of Victoria in Victoria.